KTX 98.9. We are live in Studio 1A with Aukerville River and with our concert club members. Hey guys, how's it going? Aukerville River is here in town tonight to play part of the Hot Luck Fest. They'll be at the Mohawk at 8 p.m. You can go to mohawkaustin.com for info and tickets. And they've got a new album out called In the Rainbow Rain. So we'll talk in a second, but could we hear a song first?
You can.
Yeah.
Ackerville River live in Studio 1A from In the Rainbow Rain. That was Don't Move Back to LA. How's it going, guys?
It's going great. Yeah, it's going excellent.
So we have Will Sheff on vocals and guitar. And before we go any further, I was wondering if you could introduce the rest of the band to
us. Yes, absolutely. So I was about to look to the right and see Sarah Pettinati on keys and vocal, and then I saw instead Benjamin Lazar Davis, who will be playing keys on the next song, but is normally the bass player. But then over there, oh wait, hold on, there should have been applause. All right. And then over there, the person who I was expecting to see, who usually plays keyboards and sings and does all kinds of stuff with us, but is right now playing bass on this next song, Sarah K. Pettinati. And you can't see it if you're in the viewing audience at home, but he's wearing quite formal attire, tails, top hat, a monocle. He was wondering if it was a little bit too much, but I told him it was all right. On the electric guitar and vocals, Mr. Will Grafe. And in the background, behind me here, playing drums and holding it all together from Austin, Texas, Mr. Cully Symington.
So I wanted you to introduce the band because I read when I was reading about your new record, In the Rainbow Rain, that this record was partially inspired by playing with these guys on tour for your last record Away. So what was it about playing with them that made you want to write a new record?
Well, you know, I got to this point with my music where I feel like there's a responsibility as an artist, especially when you make more and more records, there's more and more of a sense that you need to justify your existence, you know, maybe not so much to other people, but like to yourself, not your existence, but your why you're doing what you're doing. And so I kind of took this hard look at what it was that I felt like I needed to do next and where I was at. And I kind of tried to take things back to this place that was really based around passion. And so I sort of started doing something and started playing with these guys who I didn't know. I was just sort of like listening to records that I liked and being like, will you play on this? And will you, who do you, you know, maybe this person can play. And that was Away, which I was immensely proud of and felt like a new beginning to a certain degree. And then we went out on tour and suddenly we were all in the van together and it was, we just had a really, really wonderful time traveling through the United States and then going over to Europe. And, you know, very quickly what was happening with Away, which was a very acoustic record, we started going, well, it's a little bit easier for this to be on like electric guitar. It's a little bit easier for this to be a synthesizer thing. And slowly it morphed into this new thing where it had some of the spirit of Away, but it had this new sort of sonic palette. And because because I felt really inspired by all of these, you know, musicians, and because I felt really inspired by this sort of sense of freedom, and because I thought we were sounding good, I just sort of like booked some studio time for at the end of everything. And then, you know, once you have a goal, I think everything starts to rush to meet that goal. So then you start, you know, getting ideas for songs, then you start kind of mentally preparing yourself. And so we finished in November of 2016, we finished the tour and immediately went into the studio. And I kind of like, this thing happened in November 2016. It's kind of, you probably wouldn't, you know, it's a sort of obscure thing that a lot of people know about. I felt like it would be nice to write some new songs.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't think it would be an unfair statement to say that what happened in November of 2016 has caused a lot of people a lot of angst. Mm-hmm. Although this doesn't feel like a particularly angsty record to me. There's a lot of joy.
So what I was feeling in the aftermath and the shock of all of that was, you know, you reach for music that can make you feel better. And so you're kind of picking things up and putting them down. And you're like, really, really angry protest music? No, that makes me feel worse. And just like slowly putting things, and I just kept on gravitating back to like music like Stevie Wonder and like Curtis Mayfield and stuff, where there's this sense of strength and optimism and sort of patting somebody on the back and passing out supplies and kind of things like that. And that was, I wanted to make something that just made people feel, and also I felt like there was, as a larger, there was a larger symptom, which was there's a sort of like, what seemed to me to be a sort of like a sickness and like a brokenness to so much of the culture. And so I started thinking about how to write in a way that addressed that, and not just necessarily writing cerebrally and trying to say and be prescriptive and say you should do this and you should do that, but more like what kind of sounds do people are going to help, you know, what kind of words are going to help with those sounds, and just trying to do something that feels honest and comforting and bolstering, I guess.
You know, it's interesting because I'm 41, so I was a kid in the 80s, and so many sounds on this record harken back to like my childhood. Like there, I feel like I can touch Springsteen, and there's all this synth stuff that just makes me feel really good.
Yeah. I mean, I get into, I think a lot about what sounds do, you know, like what they do to people, you know? So like, for example, I think that when there's a really good groove, it can have a tendency to take you out of your ego a little bit, because you get into this sort of, you get hypnotized by the groove, or like a long droning sound, for example. And in the process of that, you're kind of like lifted away from your worry and your mental static and stuff like that. But, you know, so there's a little bit of, you could talk about that in terms of music theory, or you could just talk about it in a sort of a homespun way of like what things make you feel good, you know? And yeah, I guess culturally for me, growing up with I think, you know, always in my parents' house when I was a little baby was sort of like their soft rock LPs. And so to a certain extent that, you know, sounds like home cooking to me or something. So I think that maybe that stuff, I like an electric piano, you know, like it makes me feel like reassured. And I also think that when you hear a bunch of voices, because there's a lot of harmonies and a lot of different voices on the record, I think that there's something deeply spiritual about voices together. Voices blending together, and I can't fully articulate why, but it has to do with just the communal experience of people making that music in their bodies without needing an instrument to do so. It feels really primal. So I wanted to put sounds in there that just made people feel nice, you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, we're talking so much about sound, then I think that leads right into another song.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to do more of a rock song, so it sort of disproves everything I was just saying, but maybe not. This song is called Pulled Up the Ribbon. Torn off anchor.
In the Rainbow Rain. Thank you guys so much. So you guys are here for Hot Luck Fest.
That's
which
right. Yep, yep.
Is a music and food festival, which leads me to my question. Are you guys going to get to eat some good food while you're here?
I don't know. That's a question for the promoter. I'm assuming so. I'm excited about it. I don't know. We can call them up. Are they listening right now?
Yeah.
Call the station. Let us know if we're going to eat brisket.
And, Will, you used to live here in Austin, Texas.
I did, yeah. I was here for like 9 years or so. I lived here from, moved down in 1998 with the original version of Aquaville River. I'd abandoned high school, and I was, kind of went off to college and hated it and was trying to think about how I was supposed to fit into the workforce, and nothing made sense to me. And then I kind of just called up my high school friends and were like, what are you doing? You want to start that band thing again? And one of them was in Wisconsin, and I was in Minneapolis, well, St. Paul. And then one of them was in Austin. And he was like, Austin's a great music town. Where I was like, sold. We're going down. So we lived right off of campus, like right nearby, all in a house off Nueces. And my room was the rehearsal room, and I had an air mattress that I slept on, and I put it up against the wall, and we'd rehearse every night. And I just waited for the gig offers to roll in, and I didn't realize that it doesn't work that way. And continued to live here until about 2006. And at that point, I kind of sort of slowly started moving to New York bit by bit, and lived there up until very recently when I just left there.
Well, the town's been undergoing quite a few changes since you left, and I wonder what it's like to come back. I mean, you do come back from a big city, but it seems like Austin is becoming a big city.
Well, I get very sentimental about, especially the late 90s in Austin. And, you know, obviously everybody who's been in Austin for a long time has that, remembers earlier days. And some of them would probably be like, the late 90s, like it was already totally different by then. But for me, you know, that was my time that it was here. And there's a flavor to that, that sort of like super, super laid back, anybody doing what they wanted. And really, I mean, I think the Spoon song, like Small Stakes, captures it really well. This sense that you weren't going to like die if you didn't, you know, have this or that job or whatever, lifestyle accessory. I don't know, it was like such a beautiful, beautiful time that I, you know, it probably was like, there basically would be nothing like that again in my life. It was just such a special thing. And I kind of think about Austin like RoboCop, you know what I mean? Where it's like, I still can see his face and I think that like part of his hand is there. And he's like, he is in there somewhere, you know?
Right on. Well, Aukerville River is going to be at Mohawk tonight. Doors are at 8. You can find tickets at mohawkaustin.com. They're here for Hot Luck Fest, and they've got a new album called In the Rainbow Rain. And they're going to do another song for our lucky concert club members. I'm going to have to go back into the studio. You can find it all online soon. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
It's been awesome. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer, Jake Perlman and Marie Kim assisting, and all our Studio 1A appearances are booked by our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott. You're listening to KUTX, the Austin Music Experience.